is the hype man, Shane.
So hype.
He's hype. I gotta stare at him weird, though. I'm used to just looking at him, not gonna turn and shit.
Yeah, that works super well on audio medium.
Yeah. I'm telling people. That's why I told people. It's awkward. AKA the Shane Board.
Beep, beep.
Oh, so with us is a rambling man, Russell.
Hey, yo, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing great, buddy. How are you?
Doing good.
It's good to see you.
Thanks. Good to see you, too.
Missed you last week.
I missed you last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I missed you.
I miss you.
Oh, but.
Miss you?
Miss you?
Miss you?
Miss you, miss you, miss you. AKA WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Also, we have a special guest. Very special guest. We got Big Smooth in the house.
It's too many specials.
But you're special to me.
Just one special's good.
Okay.
You're special to me too, Dave.
Oh, bud. We hung out and stuff.
Yeah. Recently.
Stuff yep. as hell.
Yep. We followed a recommendation from the week before.
We did. We did. You know, I took it to heart. I listened to that episode. I took it to heart.
Yep.
This is the DQP Weekly. Where we talk about news, movie news,
nerd magic. Stuff. Are we going to talk stuff. About magic this week?
I figure this is what we were doing for eternity now.
Thunder Junction out next month.
I don't know.
I'd tap dude, that. I read some of the spoilers.
I don't know, man. It's a Western magic set. That's weird.
That sounds fun.
It's great.
I'd play it.
I didn't pre-order nothing.
I pre-ordered two boxes.
See, okay, I know you're lying, but I think Nathan is also lying.
Two lies and a truth. Go, Dave.
I have never had sex with anyone in this room.
Fuck. Nathan's definitely lying.
Oh, boy.
Hold on. Look, I can't have you thinking that, like, you know, I'm a big liar face. So, yeah. I'll show Russell. I'm
going to
show Russell. I'm going to show Russell.
Cancel.
It's the only thing I pre-ordered.
Dude, that's $600.
I know.
But enough of that.
Enough of that.
We're going to talk about headlines.
All right.
I don't like that long silence.
Yeah, what? It's already bad.
Yeah, I'm scared.
It's been a wild week.
Hold me, Nathan.
Okay, but we're going to start off with some good news, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Eminem will release his 12th studio album this year.
Okay.
Which Eminem?
The
Peanut.
Eminem.
The Peanut Eminem.
Dr. Dre says it's fire.
Okay.
I mean, of course he would, right?
Yeah.
He produced it, so yeah.
He's still locked in his basement.
Yeah.
That's true.
He had to say it.
Dr. Dre's dead.
So that will come out later this year at some point. No official release date has been set.
Was that the only good news?
No, we'll get to some other good news later.
He's going to sandwich it.
Yeah.
Smart.
So like now we're into the heavy stuff.
Big shit sandwich.
So there's lots of news this week about Diddy.
Jesus Christ.
We'll start with his home was raided, in which the FBI discovered illegal firearms.
Two homes.
Yes, two homes. My
Simultaneously
bad.
In a coordinated raid.
And they both had illegal fireworks?
Firearms.
Oh,
Dave.
Firearms.
Multiple time zones apart.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like one in L.A. and one in Miami, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like it's almost as far apart as you can get and still be in the continental United States.
Huh.
Yeah.
Coordinated raids.
I thought
simultaneous.
He was East Coast only.
I'm pretty sure the other one was on the West Coast.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah,
they all end up on the West Coast eventually.
That's true.
Is Diddy East Coast?
Is he part I thought of he was.
I think you're right.
Because he was with Biggie.
That's true.
And Biggie and Pac, you know. Yeah. They were East Coast, West Coast.
And the Wu-Tang, they're East Coast.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Best Coast.
So on top of that, a lawsuit was filed as well by Rodney Little Rod Jones, which alleges Diddy admitted to him about sexually abusing Usher and Meek Mill.
Oh, shit.
Along with allegedly informing Mr. Jones about various shootings Diddy was behind. Much of the internet has turned to making memes of the allegations against Sean Combs, referring to him as the Diddler.
Yeah.
It's definitely a story to keep up on as it continues to unfold. New details each day.
I feel like that nickname was just already there. I didn't think too hard about that.
Yeah, but have you guys seen the pictures of the Diddler?
Yes. Yes, where he's dressed up like the Riddler.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta show Dave.
There's been several of those, though, because there's also P. Diddler.
Yeah. So when Usher was 13, he lived with P. Diddy for a year. Usher did say that he had seen some unsavory things, but didn't exactly say what he had seen. Meek is saying that nothing ever happened between him and Diddy.
Of course he's saying that.
Yeah.
After all this came out?
Yeah, after all this has come out. This isn't the only lawsuit or allegation set against Diddy. There are more, and there are more coming, apparently.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
People are fucked up.
Yeah.
Is this, like, the theme of the episode, is people are fucked up?
Yeah.
Dude, bro, it's Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood's fucked up.
Hollywood's fucked up.
Yeah,
that's a title headline.
It's power.
Power's fucked up.
Power and money.
Yeah.
Then you can do what you think you can do, whatever you want. And a lot of times what people want is fucked up.
Yeah.
I hate it. I hate that.
Yeah, we can't.
I've never been a big Diddy fan, just because I don't listen to much Diddy.
No, but me that's either.
Pretty fucked up. I hit Nathan. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Why'd you hit me?
I'm sorry, buddy.
Is going to get raided now.
There's only one, though, so it's okay. It's a coordinated one time zone
strike.
Yeah.
They find all these magic cards.
Don't confiscate my magic cards, please.
Motherfucker.
Let's see. I got some commander decks coming. No.
They don't know about our special printer in the basement.
The Prince magic cards?
Sure.
Russell. Shut the fuck up
on that side.
It's a 3D printer.
I didn't really listen to any. I can't name you a song that Diddy has done.
Yeah, I can't either.
There's the one where he says "Bad Boys for Life."
I like good rap.
Whoa!
I said it. Which, you know, it's like Eminem.
Wait a minute.
I like that rap. Like the old 80s stuff.
Okay.
Not 80s stuff, but like 90s stuff, maybe.
Oh, I also like 90s stuff.
Yeah, like
stuff,
the Dre stuff, you know.
Yeah, I like Dre.
Yeah.
I like some Dre. I don't really listen
love Snoop Dogg
to
shit.
Rap at all, but like
I listen to a lot of that.
The stuff that I know of Dre and of like Snoop, I like.
Dr. Dre's The Chronic is a great album.
A couple of Tupac songs.
The original? Yeah. Obviously not The Chronic 2001. It wasn't as good.
No. The original, okay. The first The Chronic is good.
Yeah. I grew up in like a suburban town in the late 90s, early 2000s. So like I know a bunch of Eminem.
Yeah.
yeah, I think everyone.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Probably does.
Yeah.
Yes. So I had a cousin that like left his cassette, which was before CDs, Dave. And,
I know.
You know, I had a Walkman, and I'd listen to
That's where you could walk and listen to music, right?
Yeah. The Chronic album on tape.
Yeah,
and that was my introduction to rap.
I started listening to rap later in my life when I was younger. I'm like, no, I'm only a metal guy. I'm like, no, rap's cool.
Special shout out to Illmatic by Nas.
That album's great.
Yeah, it's a pretty great album.
It's a great album. That's boom bap, and I love that shit. It's still rap, but it's boom bap. That's the genre. Okay, everyone's looking at me weird. Move on.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Like I said, I don't really listen to rap. I just know, like, a little bit.
You know the rap that has more, like, drum and bass stuff? That's boom bap.
Sure.
Cool.
Right. I will agree with you because you appear to be the expert on the subject.
At least at the
table.
Russell seems to know his shit.
I don't know what boom bap is.
See? That's what Nas is.
Well, it's Mr. Boombastic.
That's Shaggy. That
guy? Yeah, he knew about it.
Mr. Doom Doom.
That's like a white guy produced reggae.
Him. And he was like, all right. I know that song.
Yeah. You know that like 23 years after that song, he finally admitted it was him?
It wasn't came out. He should have just kept his cover and kept going with it.
Okay, so our next headline, which we'll give Dave and Nathan a chance to also talk about some stuff. So a new Nickelodeon documentary is making waves. The series is called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV, in which a lot of child stars speak out against the insane creepiness that is Dan Schneider and the abuse of Drake Bell by his dialogue coach, Brian Peck. More also seems to unfold each day as well for this. So, Dave,
did you guys know that they're working on another episode?
Yeah, episode 5 will come out sometime soon.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
But, yeah, you guys watched it?
Yeah.
In one day.
2 days for me.
Okay. Go ahead, Dave.
It's fucked.
Yeah, I agree.
Shit's fucked. Like, Dan Schneider is a fucking piece of shit, but everyone else in there is almost worse. Because there was two pedophiles on set at Nickelodeon.
Oh, there were two?
Yeah. There's one before Brian Peck.
Yeah. I don't remember his name. I want to say like Jeremy.
Yeah,
but I think it's like Jeremy. That. Anyways, so basically like it goes over like how Dan Schneider got into the business. And I have a whole theory on it that I discussed with Cassie when we were watching it. But anyway, so like you watch that first episode, you learn about Dan Schneider and how he got his job and the fact that he was on a show in the early 80s where he played a fat kid in the show.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a big guy. Not so much now, but like obviously like for most of his life. And then it basically just goes how he got into it. And then it switches in the second episode to, like, him just being, like, a miserable piece of shit. And, like, screaming at writers and how the women and, like, women writers were underpaid. Like, to the point where they had to split a salary. They were asked to split a salary.
Yeah, two female writers had to split a salary.
Yeah. But everyone else was getting full salaries. And they were just like, well, maybe we just got to pay our dues. And then, like, the guy would be like, hey, so I want you to read this thing, but as you're reading it, I want you to bend over the table and read it like you're being sodomized. Like, that's fucked.
Yeah.
Like, and who did he say that to?
One of the female writers.
One of the female writers. I thought he said that to, like, one of the girls.
No. Instead, later on, he would have, like, he would create these goofy-ass scenes where it's like, constantly someone would be getting something squirted on their face. It was always a girl getting some kind of like gel or something squirted on their face, which is essentially like that's a cum shot.
Yeah, getting cummed on, yeah.
And they're preteens to teenagers.
Yeah.
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 Like that's fucked. And then
they go through some of the like
way underage.
Yeah. They go through some of the skits and stuff like that. And I watched all that and stuff when I was younger.
So did I. I watched like all that when it first came out.
The original cast.
Yes.
Right? Yep.
But, like, you start seeing these sketches. They talk about the shit that he wrote. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of that. There's a lot of that.
Yeah.
When you see it out of context.
Yeah.
Because, like, in context, it, like, almost fits.
Right.
But then, like, when you're like, oh, this guy had a thing for this particular thing. And then it's, like, in every other sketch or every other episode of every show that he ever did.
Yep.
And then they have like a compilation of everything for like 10 years and you're like, what the fucking shit.
Yep.
He was making these kids do this stuff so he could crank it later.
I mean, there were so many feet things looking back on it now.
Yeah.
Or having a, like, what, a 14-year-old, 15-year-old Ariana Grande try to squeeze the juice out of a potato.
Oh, that's so fucking weird.
Yeah.
Like, it's uncomfortable to watch. And then the Brian Peck stuff. Like, dude, that, what fuck the that fuck? Too. And there's the guy that you were talking about before, like, he was just, like, he was the one that would, like, meet the parents out front. Yeah. It's like, hey, yeah, I'll take your kids back here and do all this stuff. And he would, like, be so nice to the parents and then, you know, talk about how he was, like, in church and, like, God and religion and all that stuff. And then he would, you know, exchange emails with these kids and ask for permission to email them. And then he would send a girl a picture of him masturbating.
Wow.
A 12-year-old girl.
And when they, like... like, raided his house, he had bags of different, like, trinkets of the, like, kids what he was talking about.
Stuff he had taken from the kids.
Ugh. Ah! Yeah. And then the dude, the other dude, the Brian Peck guy, everyone, like, loved him. Like, he'd have parties at his house and stuff, and the parents liked him and everything.
Yeah.
Like, one of the actors talked about how, like, they're at a party at his house. And his garage was like a like Planet of the Apes theme. And he was like checking out that. But like in the corner there was a picture. He's like it was of this like weird clown. This picture John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah.
What?
And he was like pen palling with John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy drew that picture.
Yeah.
That's the
what
fucked up thing. Yeah.
The fuck.
And then big reveal on the show, like was it episode 3? They bring out Drake Bell.
Yeah.
To like be like, yeah, I'm the one that all this stuff happened to, and you hear his side of the story.
It's super like hard to hear.
Two episodes.
Yeah, it's rough.
Wasn't John like super loved by everybody too?
His neighbors. I watched a whole docuseries on him.
Yeah, like his neighbors loved him and he was like in the local government and all kinds of weird shit like that.
Yeah, he was like the neighborhood, like he would do like you dress up as a clown for like visit children in hospitals and stuff. And he was like the like a manager at a KFC or something like that.
Yeah.
Like he was like real loved.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had a bunch of boys in his crawl space.
Yep.
Yeah, like here I watched that whole documentary. I was fucked.
That's why I don't like nice people. There's always something fucking up.
That's why I try very hard every day to be an asshole.
I don't know why Shane and I looked at each other like
I mean, Russell's looking in between the two of us, so.
What the fuck, dude?
What? Well, I don't want to make eye contact with someone when I said it.
You're like, I don't know.
You're
nice
all
people.
Fucking assholes. Like,
stare at Dave.
It's fine.
Hey, I'm a jerk. Screw off. See? I'm a jerk. You guys can go screws yourself. Sorry for saying that. I was kidding. But yeah,
watching you, Dave.
And that Brian Peck dude, I didn't realize till afterwards, he's in one of my favorite zombie movies. So that's fucked now.
What?
Yeah, he's the punk in Return of the Living Dead. He's one of the punks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What the fuck?
Wait. Like which one was Return of the Living Dead?
Isn't
like,
that the one we watched?
They watched like, talking zombies?
Oh, yeah. So, the one where the chick, like, gets naked in the graveyard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of those punks?
Yeah, he's Scuzz. He's like the...
Oh, he's like the main punk.
No, he's not the main punk.
Oh.
He's like his crony to the main punk.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fucked.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, childhood was ruined a lot this week.
Yep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yep. Thanks a lot,
bunch
Hollywood.
Of pieces of shit out there.
But yeah, it's an interesting show, but it definitely like makes you think about a lot of shit.
I think it should raise more awareness about the things that go on in Hollywood and like people letting their children getting into acting and just really people like protecting their children more from everyday things like teachers and stuff like that and just keeping an extra eye out because you don't know who people are. That's my big thing.
Yeah. Exactly. The first pedophile that was emailing children, the one mom was like, well, I didn't go to the police because I want them to think that I'm a bad mom.
Well, now you are.
Well, now you're a bad mom.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, not as bad as Drake Bell's mom.
Fair.
The dad was literally like, hey, don't let Drake around this Brian Peck guy. And then the first thing she does is like, yeah, go stay at his house. It's fine. He's close to the studio. Yeah, that's, and then he got, you know.
Yeah, because also that Brian Peck guy like basically like got in between Drake and his dad, because his dad was his manager. And he basically like forced things like, oh, your dad is just, you know, he's just doesn't want what's right for you. He doesn't want, you know, he just wants your money and all that. And like drove him away from his dad, when the whole time his dad's like, no, this something's weird about this guy. Not you, Russell. I pointed at you, but it was just...
Yeah, I didn't think you were talking about me.
Like, something's weird about that guy.
That's fucked.
Yeah.
That's all fucked. Okay.
Is there anything good in the headlines?
You guys want a fun thing?
Hopefully it's funner than that.
It is fun. So I sent Dave a trailer of a movie called Late Night with the Devil.
Yes, you did.
That came out last weekend.
I want to see that.
Yeah, so opening weekend, Sunday specifically of its opening weekend, it earned $666,666.
Hell yeah.
Perfect. There's no way that that's real.
They thought it was fake, so they did a recount. It came up $666,000.
That's metal as shit, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty wild. And then last on headlines.
Last lines.
Yep.
Jesus.
This one's fun. Boondock Saints 3 has been greenlit by Thunder Road and Dragonfly Films.
Oh my God.
Norman Reedus and Sean Patrick Flannery are already confirmed to return.
I'd hope. Because they're the brothers.
Yeah.
Be weird if they got two other random dudes.
That would be weird.
The second one's not that great.
No, it's not.
It's all right. But it's not, good.
Like, the first one's like a cult classic. It's not like, it's not great. It's a lot of fun, though.
I love the first one.
Yeah. But, so I imagine a third one might be fun. Like, they're old and retired and... got to come out of retirement.
No, they're going to act like they're still 20-something.
Oh, God.
Charles Bronson always got rope. I remember watching that for the first time with my dad in the scene where they shoot the cat.
Yeah.
Like, we had to rewind it. Like, what the hell was that?
What even happened?
Is Willem Dafoe going to be in it?
I hope.
Yeah, I don't know. He wasn't in the second one, was he?
I think he was.
Or he's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, he had a cameo.
Yeah, he had a little cameo.
Yeah. I watched a movie with him in it this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I watched Poor Things.
Bro, Poor Things.
It was good.
I fucking love that
shit. It's good. It's weird as shit, but it's good.
Yeah. It was weird.
Like there was a goose dog.
Yep.
Goose dog. And then a dog goose.
Yeah. But that's all I got for headlines.
Headlines. Good headlines, buddy.
Thanks, host.
Oh shit, I'm the host. I'm hosting. And I'm so good at hosting that the next segment we got is recommendations.
Recommendations.
Recommend it.
I have a couple, so does Nathan. Nathan?
Oh, shit. Am I going first?
Oh, apparently not, but...
Okay, I can still.
You can.
Okay, I recommend...
I write this shit out for no reason.
Fuck your rundown.
I didn't send it to everyone or anything.
All right, let's start the host show over.
Welcome back. Oh, that's the wrong show?
All right, guys, so there's a bunch of pieces of shit in the world.
Yep.
Boom.
All right. Recommendation. Yeah, so I watched a show called Manhunt. It's on Apple TV. And it's about the assassination of President Lincoln and the search for John Wilkes Booth.
Huh, okay.
Okay.
I'm 2 episodes in, and I really want to finish it. I'm super into it.
That sounds interesting.
Like, the acting in it is kind of gritty. I feel like they capture the times pretty well. I don't know. It was just, it was a weird look. Because if you've ever watched a Lincoln movie, which I think there's like three or four of them, that, and then like one where he's like killing vampires, which is probably the best one. And I didn't see any vampires in this, so I'd have to believe this is historically inaccurate. So
very inaccurate.
So, yeah. But I just, I don't know. I like the way they did Lincoln in this one.
Yeah.
Like, it was a different kind of look at him. I don't know. I think they more humanized him than made him like stoic in this. And you only get about 20 minutes total of Lincoln in it in the first one. Because obviously, you know, it's centered around the assassination and the hunting down of, you know, Booth. So, I don't know. I super like it.
Huh.
Cool.
It says on Apple TV?
Yes. And the second thing I recommend is a movie called On the Line. And it has Mel Gibson in it, where he's a radio disc jockey that works at night. And it, like, without giving anything away in the movie, he gets calls on the line that come through, and he, like, tries to help people with their problems, but he gets one in particular where someone's, like, trying to hurt his family. And then it just takes you on the most wild ride to an ending I never seen coming.
Huh.
So.
Okay.
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about it is Mel Gibson is literally, like, you know, 95 years old. That's inaccurate, but he's old.
He's pretty old.
And he has, like, a four-year-old daughter in this. And I'm like, bruh, that should have been your granddaughter, because that's more believable.
Dude.
What?
You know, like, is it Pacino?
Robert De Niro?
De Niro.
Dude, I know. De Niro. Yeah. He's like, what, 80?
Yeah.
And he's got, he just, like, they just had a baby, right?
They just had a baby.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cameron Diaz, 51, just had her second child with Madden from Good Charlotte, whatever the fuck his name is. Benji.
Benji. Benjamin.
Yeah.
Madden. Yep.
Hmm.
I didn't even know they were together.
Yeah, I didn't either. I was like,
they've been together for like at least 10 years, I think.
Yeah.
So it's about time for them to break up, because that's how it works in Hollywood.
I feel like 10 years maybe is pretty long in Hollywood.
They got together when they were old, so they might stick it out.
Sometimes.
Okay. Yeah. So that's it for me.
Hmm. I never heard of that one. Sounds interesting.
The On the Line?
Yeah.
That's on Netflix. Came out in 2020.
Didn't Portman just, like,
get 2022.
Divorced or, like, separated or something?
Oh, maybe.
She's single?
Yeah, somebody, some girl that's, like, super hot and from kind of, like, our generation, our age, just became single again.
Shakira just divorced, like, her husband because he was holding her back.
Well, I would hold her back, too, so I ain't got no chance there.
Those need less people. Lie. Need less people to see you.
You said Natalie Portman?
Yeah, I think so.
Dibs.
Damn it.
I think you're way late.
I think that works like that.
I was beating Dave to it, at least.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Out of the four of us, you were the first to call it. Okay.
Dibs on Shakira. I won't hold her back.
Fuck. Guys, you can't just call dibs on women.
It's like 2024. It's not like that. It's more like, you guys don't try. I'm going to try.
Yeah.
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 It's not like I own that chick. I'm not,
That's fucked up.
It's different.
Okay. Dibs just keeps us from fighting. It's not claiming anything. It's just the shot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to take dibs on dibs. Boom.
I'm buying the first ticket. I'm buying the first lottery ticket. If I win, I win. If not, then, you know, it falls to everyone else. Anyway,
I take back the dibs on dibs. That was real jerky of me. Yeah, I apologize.
You can't do that.
Appreciate that.
That doesn't work.
I have some recommendations.
You recommend it.
I watched a movie last night.
Should we move on?
On Tubi.
What's Tubi?
It's a free site that's full of cool stuff like bad horror movies.
Tubi. Oh, okay.
Or not Tubi.
Or not Tubi.
Does it
Thanks
have
for stepping on
ads?
My joke. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Sorry. It does have ads.
Okay.
I thought you were nice.
See?
No, remember, he's a jerk.
I'm a jerk.
Oh, yeah, so he's not a serial killer.
Right? Yeah, I'm a big jerk. So I watched the movie. It's from 2011, so it's a little older.
Okay.
I just recently heard about it. It's called The Tunnel.
Okay.
Okay.
It's an Australian found footage horror movie.
Okay.
I love a found footage.
This sounds like a Dave movie.
Oh, I want to watch it, kind of.
It's great. It's so it's found footage slash like documentary-esque. So it's about Sydney is having a water supply issue.
Prescott?
Sydney, Australia.
Oh, I don't know her.
Yeah, me either. Dibs.
Dibs on Sydney.
Call back.
The whole city.
I'll allow it.
Oh, yeah. You undibs the dibs, so we're good.
Yeah.
So Sydney is having a water reserve issue, and the city was originally going to turn the abandoned underground railroad tunnels into water treatment plant, water refinery. But then a lot of weird shit happened, and they didn't. So this three people that work for, or three news crew, people from a news crew, break into the tunnels to do this like documentary.
Okay.
Figure out why they didn't do it.
Yeah, figure out why they didn't do it and what's up. And spoiler, there's shit in the tunnels.
Oh, fuck. What's in the tunnels?
You'll have to watch it and find out.
Yeah, I was going to say, you ask Dave a question about a horror movie, he's going to answer you. It's spoilers, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the movie's 13 years old, but none of us have ever heard of it, so...
Yeah.
Did this come out the time, like, the same time as, like, what was it, Quarantine, that zombie movie?
I think around Wreck, the same time.
Quarantine.
And then that one that was, like, Chernobyl, or about Chernobyl.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I don't remember what the name of that was.
That's a couple years later, I think.
I think it's called Chernobyl.
Yeah.
I like that style, because what hit it off for me, it reminds me of, like, watching the Blair Witch Project for the first time.
Yeah.
Have you watched that, the Haunted House one? You should watch that one.
What's it called?
Is it Hell House?
Yes.
Hell House LLC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only if I can sit next to Dave and snuggle up with him when I get real scared.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely, bud.
I think that one's pretty good.
This one's pretty good, too. It's, like I said, it's found footage. It has almost like a Descent feel. If you guys ever seen The Descent?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, I have not.
The Descent's really good. Was it As Above, So Below?
Yeah.
I haven't watched that.
That's the catacombs one, right?
Yeah, they get in the catacombs under a church. But
it's the French catacombs. You can, like, actually go there.
Yeah, but that actually scares the shit out of me. Like, those catacombs and the shit that happens in them.
The Descent is kind of like that. It's a cave diving thing, which, like, I wasn't afraid of until, like, I started seeing more cave diving stuff, like, real-life cave diving stuff, and now I'm scared about it.
Yeah.
Because the lizard people that live in the center of the earth?
Well, that's The Descent, but, spoilers.
totally ruined it for me, but I'm still going to watch it.
Watch the UK one? The UK one has the better ending.
Oh, yeah, there's a
There's two endings.
Yeah.
There's a US ending and a UK ending.
They did. Oh, wait, what?
So
Same movie?
Yeah, this used to be a thing where, like, stuff that was made in the UK but that got a US release, they might, like, do reshoots for different. Because, like, people in the US want different things from their movies. So they used to do shit like this all the time, especially for smaller movies.
Yeah. I think that's why 28 Days Later has two endings.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
Oh, the one where he doesn't turn into a zombie? Like the one guy? The dad? The big guy? Because he has that blood transfusion from Cillian Murphy's character?
What?
I'm not making this up, okay? Look, if you deep dive into the leftover, like, what is it called? The special features.
Yeah.
There's like a whole storyline there, and they do a storyboard of it, like where it's all drawn out, showing.
Yeah, you're talking about where they're at the hospital. No, like there's actually two movies or two
actually
endings.
Two
to
shot
them, later.
And it was released that way.
Yeah.
Okay, so there was two different endings, and then I'm talking about something completely different.
Yeah, like an extra story that was like dropped out of the movie.
Yeah, there was going to be like a whole thing where. So you're like real close. I mean, you might be right. I don't remember, but there's like a storyboard piece where it shows all the storyboards and it looks like a shitty animation.
Yes.
Yeah. That's like a whole, that would have changed like the course of the whole movie.
Yeah. Because what, instead the dad gets a blood transfusion from Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
He has all his blood put in. So like the dad's fine, but Cillian Murphy turns into a zombie.
Yeah. He's like in a room and he's trying to get out of the room and they're all like outside the door crying, like trying to stop him from getting out of the room.
Yeah, something like that, I think.
So there's actually just two different endings where I don't remember what the alternate ending is. But it they all end up at the house still and then it ends two different ways from there.
I think we need to watch 28 Days Later.
I agree. There's three endings for Clue.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's Clue. Yeah. That makes sense for Clue, though.
Right, yeah. But yeah, the tunnel. I really enjoyed it. There's a lot of, like, close, tight shots of being trapped people in a being tunnel. Like, kind of.
Yeah.
There's a really cool scene without spoiling it. Spoiling?
Spoiling.
Close enough.
Spoiling. There's a scene so that they have a camera guy, and then the news reporter has a...
camcorder.
Yeah, but it's a black light, or not black light, night vision.
Oh,
camera corder. Yeah. And she puts the camcorder down with the night vision, and it flips to that one, and it's just like laying on the ground as they're doing something else. And then it goes back to them for a while, and then when she picks up the camcorder again? God damn, Dave. it's in a different spot, and they go back and like look at it.
And, like, something...
Someone was, like, filming them,
yeah.
It was really cool. It was like, ooh, spoopy.
Yeah, I love scenes like that because they're fucking great. There's a really terrible movie that's kind of like a Donner Party-ish thing where they're going to... Like, these people go out to document... I don't remember if it was the Donner Party or if something else that happened that was like that. It wasn't the Donner Party. Because it happened like kind of like during World War II. But anyway, they go to this mountain pass because like so many people died.
Yeah.
But they found like they left with like 10 people, but they found 10 bodies or they found 12 bodies. And they're like, who the fuck are these other two people? So they go out to document it and it ends up they like do a time travel thing. But the movie's stupid. But there's a really cool part where like there's like these weird... The Nazis were like testing a bunch of shit and they made like monsters.
Yeah.
But they're like,
fuck them.
They're like weird Yeti, like zombie things that are like kind of like the things from The Descent. Put your hands over your earmuffs, Nathan.
Earmuffs, Nathan. There, he can't.
They're kind of like the things from The Descent, but they're like in the snow. What? And there's a scene where they're just like hanging out. They're like talking in the mountains. And like, if you're paying attention, you see these things like run across the back, like way in the background.
Ooh,
these things like creep up and like look at them from like a ridge. And then they like run off. And there's like a bunch of scenes in the movie like that.
I love shit like that.
Yeah.
That shit I love.
Like the hills have eyes.
But the movie fucking sucks.
Like the hills have eyes.
You shut up. We talk about the original remake.
Okay, first off, Dave, I don't know. the one I watched was in the 2000s.
Great. That's the remake.
The original one was probably done in what, like the 50s?
70s.
No, 70s, yeah.
It's Wes Craven.
Yeah. Well, the 2000s one was different.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, okay, look, I'm not going to pretend to know a horror movie.
Well, the Wrong Turn ones were better versions of the new version of The Hills Have Eyes.
Wait, like Wrong Turn? Like the one with
Eliza?
Brian Spillner in it?
What? The one person. is that the dude with the beard?
That's Paul Walker's character.
Oh.
Who's Wait, that dude? Wasn't Wrong Turn.
Yeah, I was going to say that's...
What movie was that?
You're talking about Running Scared?
Joyride?
What Dave said.
Joyride.
Joyride.
Yeah, Wrong Turn is the one with the guy
It's like a truck driver murderer or something.
No, Wrong Turn is The Hills Have Eyes, but it's not Radiation. It's just Inbred Rednecks.
Yeah.
No, but Joyride, that was the one with truckers in it, right?
Yeah, I think that was the truckers.
Because the other guy that was in it was the dude from...
The Tunnel. I recommend it.
We are doing great.
We apologize for the Joyride where we took a wrong turn and ignored the tunnel, but we're back on track.
God damn, I love you, Nathan.
Way to bring it back around.
I have another recommendation.
What's your other recommendation?
It's kind of a loose one because I haven't got to play a ton of it, but gross. So on Steam, which is on a computer.
Yeah.
You play it on your computers.
Yeah.
I started playing a game called RimWorld.
Ooh.
RimWorld is a...
Not that kind of rim.
Nope.
Russell, aww, calm down.
It's a storytelling strategy survival game.
Oh, okay.
So you're like... So it starts out... There's different ways to play it, but the way I started playing it is you get three random survivors. You can kind of pick what they are. And then they crash land on this planet. And then you have to try to make, you know, you try to colonize and make a base and stuff. It's like a base building game.
Okay. So you still land from others?
Yep.
Okay.
Well, it's free.
It's free land. Usually is when you steal it.
I'm sure that's what people thought when they came over to America the first time. It's free.
Yeah, it's free.
Look at all this free land.
We're
what the fuck, guys?
Dangerously close to a different type of podcast. So, anyways, RimWorld. Yeah. So you have three survivors that crash land, and then you're trying to build your base up. It's like a base building strategy,
sci-fi colony sim.
Yep, that one nailed it. But there is a shit ton to it. Like there's a lot of stuff you could do, and it's really heavily based on storytelling. So when you first pick your colony, there's three different types of story. There are storytellers.
Yeah.
There's Cassandra Casual, Randy Random. I forget the other one. But it's basically like how the story goes.
Mm.
And Randy Random is just like random shit will happen. That's why it's random.
Okay.
Yeah.
But... there's so much to it. Like, I've barely scratched the surface of it.
I think that's all you can do is scratch the surface.
Really?
RimWorld can be played for as long as you want.
Yep.
There's three ways to see the credit screen. I'm not going to say them, but...
No, I mean, one of them is die, right?
Well, no, that's not the credits.
Recently.
Okay.
I mean, that's death. That's losing. Winning the game, sort of winning.
I don't know. Death seems like winning sometimes.
What the fuck is going on?
It's a super cool, interesting game. There's a shit ton to it. But what I really like is like the random stories that happen just build onto your characters and things as you're building your settlement. It's pretty neat. There's one of the random encounters I had where there was like right next to my base, I was walking around mining stuff, getting some minerals, and there's a thing came up, you discovered an ancient danger. Who knows what's in this thing? And there's a big like blocked off room.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah, danger, that's a suggestion, right? Mm-hmm. And so I opened it up and there was a bunch of weird aliens in it, and all my guys died.
Oh.
Like, instantly.
So do you have a party that you run around as?
It starts out with three.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay. You have three people. Like, it's basically like you said, it's like a farming sim almost.
Okay.
So you eventually will get more members in your colony.
Yeah.
And you're building your encampment and stuff.
Okay.
It's super neat. Fun. There's a shit ton to it. It's a little overwhelming because of all the shit that you could do. But it's got a potential to be very, very cool. Because each game is different. Because like I said, especially if you pick the random, Randy Random, your story plays out completely different than anyone else. Like
roguelite Stardew Valley.
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, it's a roguelite?
Well, it's randomized, and like it seems like it's not easy, and you can die.
Yeah, you die.
And when you die, you die.
Yeah. Like, when all your guys die, it's over.
And you just start over.
Then yeah, then you can build another colony, but you can generate different stuff. You can generate a different world. Yeah. You can set different parameters. Like,
sounds like something I'd spend too many hours playing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's like Civilization, but a lot more.
Well, I love Civilization.
It's like that, but a lot more.
Age of Empires remasters are available on Steam, too.
Ugh. Ooh.
Just give me the race car. Just give me the...
I don't think you get a race card. You're white.
Race car?
Car.
Race car?
What's going on?
I don't know. Rimworld, check it out on Steam.
Fucking Russell's being weird as shit.
Rimworld, check it out on Steam. It's dope.
Thanks,
Dave. I think Russell would like it.
It sounds like I would.
There's like two DLCs that are out and one that's coming out. I don't have any of the other ones, but the one coming out is called Anomaly.
Okay.
And it is like, it adds Cthulhu-esque cosmic horror shit.
Fuck off, Dave.
Yeah.
How much is this game?
I think like $25,
$30. No, fuck. It's like half the price of a game.
It's relatively well priced.
Go download it while we're talking.
Maybe not like while we talk.
Yeah.
I think you would like
it. In between episodes.
In between episodes. But yeah, RimWorld, check it out.
Okay. I probably will.
Well, Dave.
Yes, Shane?
While you were playing RimWorld, did you have a chance to watch anything, you know, like with your VCR?
Oh, Shane, I did.
Oh, yeah? So yeah. What's in your VCR this week?
I'm glad you asked, buddy. I'm always surprised that you ask. I don't know why. It's the bit in the show. So this one I watched. I've seen it before. Sorry, Shane. I don't know what's going on. I'm not good at segues today, buddy.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Okay. So rub Shane some more. You can't see that.
No,
we don't have cameras.
No diddy.
Yeah, no diddling.
I don't want to diddle Shane.
Nobody does. It's fine.
Oh. Anyways, what's in my VCR this week is a movie I've already seen before.
Okay.
And it's not a rare, random movie. I just wanted to watch it again because it's been a while.
Okay.
I watched 1992's Hard Boiled.
Oh, fuck.
Did we talk about that already?
I mean, I've talked about it several times because it
rules. I mean, on the show.
Yeah, I think so.
What's it about? Okay.
So it's a John Woo movie.
Is it about eggs?
It's not about eggs.
I don't want to watch it.
I think you do want to watch it. The synopsis is a tough-as-nails cop teams up with an undercover agent to shut down a sinister mobster and his crew.
Yeah.
It's got a very young Chow Yun-fat.
Uh-huh.
It is a classic textbook amazing action movie.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first Hong Kong action movies that came to the States, I believe.
Yeah. I think it's a... we had it in theaters.
Did we?
Yeah.
Whoa. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
What was it, 92?
So. Yeah, 92, when you were two.
Yeah.
I was five.
I don't remember it, and I was eight.
It's great. You should watch it. You should definitely watch Hard Boiled. It's okay. I wrote it down. You want to know? It's a classic. Awesome. Gotta love a main character going from playing oboe to sliding down a railing, shooting people in the same scene, basically.
Hell yeah!
Damn right. Hell yeah. But yeah, it's great. It's very, very much John Woo. There's a lot of gun-fu that happens.
Yeah.
The storyline's a little hard to follow. But you don't need to really know the story.
I'm used to storylines that are hard to follow lately.
Like, this is a good hard to follow. Like, I don't know what's happening, but that guy's shooting that guy.
Okay.
And that guy's shooting other guys.
All right.
So it's good.
That sounds better.
I didn't let you watch fucking Inland Empire, okay? So I don't want to hear it about not being able to follow movies.
I followed it great.
What are you talking about?
I didn't.
I told you not to watch it.
What movie?
Inland Empire.
I didn't.
Yeah. So I don't know what you're talking about, movies you couldn't follow.
I don't know what the joke is.
He's talking about the movie we're going to talk about next.
What are we going to talk about?
Hard Boiled from 1992.
I didn't watch Hard Boiled or Inland Empire.
Belly.
Hard Boiled is great.
You're talking about Belly?
You just called it something completely different.
Just because it was a different movie.
Oh, wait.
I still don't know what's going on.
I don't either. That's okay. Go ahead, Dave. Sorry.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Russell, you've seen Hard Boiled?
Yeah, I have seen Hard Boiled a few times.
I've seen it.
Yeah, it rules.
Yeah.
There's like a whole, like the last hour of the movie is just a giant gunfight in a hospital.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah. At one point, he's holding a baby and shooting people.
Yeah. Also pretty great.
Yeah.
Pretty dangerous for the baby.
It's pretty dangerous for the baby.
The baby never heard anything ever again.
No, they put cotton balls in its ears. It's fine.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They put cotton balls in all the baby's ears. So it's fine.
Wait, so did they use a real baby? Because I'm only asking because when Jason Statham did it in like Fast 10 and ran around with that baby shooting people, like... I'm assuming that was a CGI baby.
Yeah, it was a fake baby.
With CGI cotton balls.
In the 90s, we used real babies.
Yeah, we used real babies.
Yeah, what about the one in American Sniper? That one's famously bad.
Oh, yeah.
His name's Kyle.
Oh.
Oh.
But yeah, Hard Boiled.
Was.
Oh.
His name was Kyle.
Ooh. Oh, no. America's Hero.
Again, we're dangerously...
G.I. Joe!
Hey, now.
Time out. When you die, you lose your name?
No.
Because didn't Fight Club teach us that he's still Robert Paulson?
In death, you haven't.
Yeah. Everything that they said was fucked up.
Rotten Tomatoes gives Hard Boiled a 92%.
Hey, that's a pretty good score.
Yeah.
That's like maybe the highest score of any of the movies you've watched.
Yeah.
Especially for 92.
Yeah. And I agree, 92, it fucking rules.
It's great.
It's a classic. I highly recommend that Nathan watches it.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I think you would love it, dude.
Oh, yeah, I will.
They shoot guns.
Watch it.
He won't watch it. Why not?
Because I'll forget.
He's going to watch it and realize it's subtitled and hate all of us.
Oh, no.
I have it dubbed.
I can't do it.
I have it dubbed on tape.
Just like when I was like, I'm going to watch Dragon Ball, and then I couldn't find any of it dubbed, and I was like, can't watch Dragon Ball.
Chow Yun-Fat does the dub for his character, doesn't he?
I think so. His character's named Tequila.
Tequila.
But yeah,
that's what's in Dave's VCR this week.
Nailed it.
And now,
you guys ready?
Yeah.
It's time for my favorite part of the show. Hang It Big Brain with Dave!
Hang It Big Brain with Dave.
Where the point of this game is for me to lose.
Yep. That's pretty neat. So, this is another special game. They're all special here, Nathan.
Yeah, it's my first time on the show.
You feel special sometimes.
Yeah. So I have a finish the lyrics quiz.
Uh-oh.
This is hip-hop edition.
I'm gonna lose.
So I'm gonna say the first part of the lyrics.
I just want to ask one question, Dave. You took into account that we're all white.
There it is.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
I did.
Sorry. That's the joke. It's gonna be a 0-0-0 tie.
I'm not saying it for a point. I automatically lose.
Yeah, I agree.
We all would lose. All right, so I got 10 lyrics.
Okay.
10 songs.
Yeah.
I'll start it, and you finish it.
Okay.
But I'm going to need buzzers. Russell, what's your buzzer?
Yeah.
Shane, what's your buzzer?
Okay.
Nathan, what's your buzzer?
Beep.
Oh, ow. You ruined the Little John stuff.
Who? Right.
That's Mike Jones.
Oh, Little John, right. I love Robin Hood.
All right, song number one. You guys ready?
No. Yep.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number one.
Uh-huh.
Stop. Drop.
Okay. Yeah.
Shane.
I don't know. Something about setting up shop.
Beep.
Nathan.
Well, no. I mean, doesn't Russell get to go since?
Oh, yeah.
Open Russell. Open up shop.
Incorrect.
There's beep.
Nathan.
Shut him down. Open up shop.
Correct.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
That's
remember
what
the other
riders
part.
Roll. Sorry.
Couldn't remember. I shut him down.
Yeah. Shut him down. Open up shop. That was DMX.
Yeah.
The guy we're honoring this month. Yeah. All right. Nathan's got a point.
I do.
Number two. He's ready?
Yep. Yeah.
I never sleep. It's all God. I never sleep.
Wasn't that in the movie? Maybe. Like at the beginning?
Maybe. There are some of his dialogue or lyrics.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's just like there's like two parts where he's literally just like saying words to his songs. And I think that's one of them. And I don't remember. And I literally watched it last night.
No guesses?
So you said I never sleep?
Yeah.
Yep.
Dot, dot, dot. Anyone?
Nope.
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 No.
The answer is I never sleep because sleep is the cousin of death.
Yeah. Nice. There you go.
It's Nas. Number three. You guys are going to get this one. It's going to be fun. We're going to be excited about it. You guys ready?
Yep.
I like the way you work it.
Yeah. Pete?
Russell.
No diggity.
That's right. Got to back it up.
Got to back it up.
Did you know that one?
I did.
Nathan? Hell yeah.
I actually did know that one. That's my favorite music video from when I was a kid.
That's a good video.
I wonder why.
What are you talking about? I had a puppet in it.
Did it?
Did you not watch it?
I don't remember there being a puppet. I thought that was the one where they had a bunch of asses.
Okay.
Puppet asses.
You,
all right.
Do you remember the... Okay.
I think
no,
I
you
do.
Don't. You're too young.
I don't.
Nope.
Don't look
don't
at me.
Okay. I know what I remember.
No, I'm not saying you're remembering it wrong. I'm saying I don't know.
Yeah,
it.
I'm not saying.
I don't wrong. Remember all these asses.
I don't. I never watched the video, so. Or if I did, I don't remember it at all. I don't remember the asses or the puppets.
Or puppet asses.
Or puppet asses.
No, the puppet was sitting at a piano.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about.
All right.
I think.
I mean, that makes sense, because that's a piano riff.
Yeah.
But I don't think you're thinking about the right video. But
I never saw
there
the
There might
so.
Be
you
some ass
quoted Blackstreet, right?
Yeah. No diggity.
Yeah.
Okay. Because he did the...
Nope. Nope. That's not
what I did. Went too far.
You went too far.
Yeah. It just goes...
Yeah, it's just like a low piano riff.
I wish I knew those lyrics better than
I think it was. I think the puppet's name was Penny.
I have no clue. You're probably right. I'm not saying you're wrong.
Number four.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Russell's got a point.
I got a point.
Shane has 0 points. Nathan has 1 point.
I'll be sure to pick it up.
Pick it up. Number four. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Beep.
Nathan.
It's the first of the month.
Damn right.
Get up. It's get the up, first of get month. Up. Cash some checks and get up. That was Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Damn right. It's Bone Thugs and Harmony. Nathan's got a point. Wake up, wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Get up, get up. It's a good song. Number five.
Number five.
M-E-T-H-O-D.
Okay.
Russell, or Shane.
M-A-N?
I don't
know.
Incorrect.
That's a fucking fair guess, though.
Yeah, come on. It's a fair guess.
He's trying.
I was still spelling when he figured it out, so.
Incorrect, though?
I am not going to get any of these.
Beat. Nathan.
Method.
That's what it spells, but.
I just assume he spelled it and then said it. Okay, that was a good guess.
It was a good guess. Incorrect, though. Russell?
Yeah.
Russell?
Located in the home.
Nope.
Okay.
What?
It's actually M-E-T-H-O-D, man.
Aww.
So Shane was almost right.
I was like, should I say man or should I spell man? Shit.
Damn.
Welcome to DKP Does White Guys.
Yeah, what the fuck?
I'm as white as it gets. I'm sorry.
All right. Number five or six. I love it when you call me.
Yeah.
Russell.
Big Papa.
Hell yeah. I love when you call me that.
Did you forget your buzzer?
I just was trying to put my hands in the air because I was a true player.
Nathan is a true player.
Wow.
I keep waiting for you to finish the lyrics, and I don't realize that I'm supposed to fucking do that.
That's
and I'm
job.
Like, yeah. Oh, shit. And then Russell's faster than I am. That's all.
That was Biggie.
Yeah.
Right.
Number seven.
I at least know who all these people are. I don't know any of these songs, though.
You're learning.
Sure.
You don't have to learn. It's fine. Number seven. California.
Beat.
Okay.
No doubt about it.
Okay.
Incorrect.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on what part of the song you listen to.
Shane.
Knows how to party.
Correct. It was California. Knows how to party.
Depends on what part of the song you listen
California to. California. Knows how to party. In the city. City of Compton. Shane got it. Russ is looking at me like, I didn't.
I'm also confused why Nathan didn't get it. Unless that's just the part you were looking for.
I said what I said. I said it depends on what part of the song you listen to.
I was doing the beginning.
It's kind of the beginning. Like, it's like, that's the beginning. I was in the middle.
But you know what? Because
it does take off like that, and then it goes into that part.
It does. I didn't take that into account. So you both get points.
No.
Yep, both get points.
No, Shane gets points.
No, both get points.
I mean, you did technically both finish the lyrics.
Yeah. You both finished the lyrics.
The judges accept both answers.
Yes. Number eight.
What are the points at?
What?
What are the points at?
Oh, God.
Don't worry about me.
Shane's at one.
I think Nathan's beating you.
Nathan's at three?
I have two, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's either 3-2 or 4-3.
3-2-1.
It's 3-2-1.
Okay. Well, I mean, there was definitely one that nobody answered.
Yeah, but both got the last one. What is this one? Yeah.
This is number eight.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it's 3-2-1 then.
Okay. Number eight.
Number eight.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy.
Beep.
Yee.
Nathan.
There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
Correct. Russell.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't get that one right.
I know. I forgot my buzzer.
Yeah, because you
you did Nathan's buzzer.
That's
you're like, yeah.
Just made a noise.
Beep, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. Nailed it. Number nine. If you want beef, then bring the ruckus. If you want beef, then
okay.
Bring the ruckus. Shane.
Beef, it's what's for dinner.
It was the Sam Elliott rap. Nailed
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you say it again? Because I want to say a part that might need edited out of the show.
If you want beef, then bring the ruckus.
We just don't want P. Diddy to fuck us. I only said that for a joke. I could not pass that up, Shane.
Leave it in.
Leave it in. That's great.
I think it stays in.
All right. That's fantastic. I love that.
I think it's still wrong, though.
It's still wrong, but I love that.
No, it's absolutely wrong. I only did it for the comedy.
It's fantastic. It's good comedy. Nothing, Russell?
No, I don't remember.
All right. If you want beef, then bring the ruckus. Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Yeah. Fuck.
Fuck.
You were really close on the last two words there. Yeah.
Number 10. The final lyric.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Yeah.
Russell.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I am several fish and not a guy.
I'm what sorry, Miss Jackson. I am an eel.
I am an eel. That's a,
yeah.
Yeah. Venom's kind of like an eel.
Sort of.
In the movie.
You should. I saw a thing about a cool comic that you should read.
Oh.
It was the
special recommendation.
The Venom, the end.
There's an end for Venom comic?
So there's you know about the series, the end?
Yeah, I had the Wolverine, the end, and Hulk, the end.
Yeah, they came out with one for Venom, and it's from like 2020.
I would love to read this.
Yeah.
That's fucking cool.
Okay.
The end of it sounded interesting.
Wait, time out. How many different the end comics are there?
Apparently that's volume 11.
Do they have one for Deadpool?
Jesus.
I don't know.
We're going to
probably. I would imagine so.
I'm pretty sure Deadpool.
I think there's a Punisher one, too.
Oh, Punisher shit. One.
There's Spider-Man.
Yes. Yeah, and I Spider-Man have one. The Bourne comic for there's Punisher, too.
Surfer. Surfer has one.
Mm.
Eleven. Jesus.
That's a fun game.
Yeah, I love to finish the lyrics quizzes.
Nailed it.
I'm bad at them.
I'm Nathan. Sorry, Shane.
It's okay.
Nathan won, though.
Nathan did win. Nathan won.
What a dick.
I thought he was pretty great.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
I like that guy.
I can't believe I didn't get the Wu-Tang one. I'm so mad.
I thought that was fairly obvious.
I didn't listen to Wu-Tang a lot, and I never wanted to admit that in front of Dave.
I couldn't.
It's okay.
The part I was missing was the Wu-Tang part.
Yeah.
I was like, who the fuck is it?
Kit Kats ain't nothing to fuck with. Phil Collins ain't nothing to fuck with. No, that ain't it either. All right. Nathan won that. It's the end of eight.
Applicable?
Did you just come?
No, it's louder.
I was going to say, I didn't think that was louder than that.
This is the end of Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Hanging Big Brain with Dave.
Which unfortunately means it's the end of the show.
Yeah. Sure is.
Yeah. I'm upset. Because I've been, yep, boy.
Yep, boy.
And with me always is the Shane Dog.
Oh, oh.
A.K.A. Shane Nasty.
Ew, that's gross.
Oh, so with us is Russell the Love Muscle.
Oh, yeah.
A.K.A. He's still going, my bad. I stepped on your
no, you were supposed to.
Tying.
I was coming in underneath you. I wanted you to come over top.
Oh, I'll come over top.
No, turn that hat around.
My God, guys.
Producer Russell.
No, Diddy. Thanks for joining us on the Drafted Quarters Podcast Network, where I don't remember any of the plugs.
Seriously?
Perfect.
So, hey, find us on all your social media by searching Drafted Quarters Productions. You can find us on Patreon.
Or DraftQ.
Or DraftQ.
What are you fucking doing? You don't...
Give us a dollar.
Stop it.
That's our goal. We just want you to
give us a dollar on Patreon.
Yeah.
If we get 1,000, something about... Dave being mostly naked.
Tarzan.
We haven't talked about that in a while.
We haven't. We still don't have 1,000.
Nope.
We're close, right?
Yeah. Amazon totally. Wishlist.
Amazon wishlist.
We need mic arms.
We're also going to be doing the MCU on Patreon.
Yeah.
That's all going up right now, and we're going to do more episodes of that.
Yeah.
Email us, draftyq@gmail.com. The Amazon wish list is in the show notes.
Yeah.
That stuff.
Good job. That stuff.
Yeah, nailed it. Also with us, special guest.
One special.
One special.
One time.
One time. One special boy. Big One Smooth.
Time. That's me. Thanks for listening.
You want to plug your stuff now?
I don't have a show. I used to have a show. It's probably on there. You can still find it on there. I did some of the MCU stuff that they're going to be posting on Patreon, so you can find that on there, too. And occasionally I'm on here when Russell and Dave need to take days off.
Yeah. But you should be on the show more because I love you.
I'll be on the show next week.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, so that
I won't be special.
You're always special in my heart. So that's what we have for... That'll wrap it up.
Jesus
I'm fucking
Christ.
All this up. What is Jesus, happening,
dude? Yo.
That's all we have. So, like, you know...
Catch you on the flip side.
Catch you on the flip side.
Yep. And then don't let your meat loaf.
Okay, cool, cool. Thank you. I'll just take it in. We'll catch you on the flip side. Don't let your meatloaf.
Bye.
Untap your lands.
Untap your lands.
And untap.
Yes. Upkeep.
Draw. Untap, upkeep, draw. Untap, upkeep, draw. Untap, upkeep, draw.
Your top 5 cards.